Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. Chris, it is great to be with you. How are things going in this run-up to Christmas?
Oh, things are going well. I have my Christmas shopping done finally, so I can't relax yet because I have to wrap it all, but at least the hard part, I guess, is out of the way. How about you guys?
I'll tell you, the wrapping to me is the hard part. Well, it's all the hard part. Happily, my wife can deal with most of it, so that's good. Well, let's dive into what we're going to talk about this week, because there's some cool stuff. Kia has just hosted the first drive of its all-new 2025 Kia K4. A compact sedan that was in Austin, Texas, and I was there to drive the test car and to interview the chief product planner, so we'll have all that for you coming up. Honda is reviving a legendary name from its past, one of the brand's most revered sports models, and we'll have all the details. And Porsche is celebrating its turbo heritage with a series of videos on its YouTube channel, and we'll tell you where you can watch and how. And in the spirit of Christmas, Ford designers have conceived the Ranger Raptor North Edition. We'll tell you about it. Chris, are your kids excited about Christmas?
Oh, man. Even the one who is not on the Santa Claus train anymore is very excited about it. So, yes.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm still on the Santa Claus train, and I'm considerably older than your daughters, but there you go. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Dance in the Dark, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. And each week we get together to talk about cars and car industry and all that stuff. And Chris, what is your test vehicle for this week?
I had the 2025 Honda Odyssey, the ultimate family hauler. Can't wait to tell you all about
it. Absolutely. Absolutely. My test car this week is a car I like a lot, the 2025 Volvo S60 T8 AWD plug-in hybrid Ultra. Whew, I'm out of breath. We have a great guest for you. He is Young Kim of Kia America. He's a product planner responsible for the all-new 2025 Kia K4 sedan. And I had a chance to sit down with him and talk with him about the car. So we have tons of show for you. I think you'll enjoy what we have for you. So stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road. Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. It is news.
The holidays are just around the corner, so now's the time to shop new deals at Lowe's. Make your home even merrier with up to 50% off select holiday decor clearance. Plus, don't miss our limited time weekly deal drops on items like appliances, tools, grills, and more. There's something for everyone on your list. Count on Lowe's to help you save all season long, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/12 through 12/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves, Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Jim Rock on the road this week. Jackie, right back with you. And it is news time on America on the Road. And one of the pieces of news I participated in, it was the first drive event for the 2025 Kia K4. That is, of course, a contender for the North American Car of the Year. It is the successor to the Kia Forte. And you've probably seen pictures of it if you haven't driven it, Chris. I mean, what's your take on the K4?
I like how Kia has sort of made the small car styling more sophisticated. Like, it looks like a more expensive vehicle than it is. And they've dialed in the performance. The K5 was a great, you know, a very fun car to drive, even though it wasn't the fastest around. So I expect the same from the K4.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty cool. I think it's good looking and, you know, kind of up level in terms of looks. I mean, it competes against the Honda Civic and the Toyota Corolla, two very nice vehicles, but I don't know that they just kind of blow you away with their exterior styling. So I think this is a pretty cool styling of this vehicle. It's, I think, bigger than most of the compacts, and I guess there's some advantages to that. It comes in two pretty interesting trims with two interesting power plants. I think the bulk of people are going to get the 2-liter normally aspirated engine, but you can also get a turbo engine in this thing, so a little bit of sportiness to it. And Kia just pulls out the stops in terms of tech. This has a 30-inch digital display on a lot of these things. Standard wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, digital key. It can even connect to your garage door opener. And I'll maybe talk about that a little bit more. What do you think about having two powertrains?
I like Kia's turbocharged powertrains. Like I said, it makes the car feel sporty. I also like that you can buy it with the cheaper non-turbo powertrain if you're just looking for an affordable car. I would balk a little bit about the screen size in this vehicle, but I think what those screens do for more affordable vehicles is it makes it easier to pack in more features without more buttons or more physical stuff that costs more money. So it could be a good thing for the small cars.
Yeah. They also pack in a bunch of advanced driver assistance features. I mean, electronic safety gear, kind of beyond most. And both Toyota and, well, I guess all the vehicles there. Nissan does a great job. Mazda does a great job. Toyota throws a lot of ADAS at you. So maybe even more so than the luxury brands, I think. And so I think it is a pretty cool vehicle. And it's, you know, we talk about the lack of affordable vehicles, but this starts under $22,000. And you're hard-pressed to get one that's over 30. So I think that's interesting.
Yeah, and you get a lot of good stuff for that under $22,000 price tag, too. So kudos to Kia, I guess.
Yeah, kudos to them. And I think we'll be giving kudos to Honda for the reintroduction of the Prelude nameplate. I mean, this one goes way, way back with me. When I started in this business at Sports Car Graphic magazine back in the day, one of our project vehicles was a Honda Prelude, so I remember this fondly. This is now going to be the sixth generation of the Prelude. What's your take on this?
I think it looks great, at least according to the concept vehicle that Honda showed a while ago. It's going to be a hybrid, so it'll be interesting to see whether we're talking like Civic Si levels of performance with a hybrid attached to it, or if we're talking a little bit hotter than that. I don't know, but it'll be interesting to see. I want to drive it. I know people aren't super excited about it being a hybrid and maybe not having a manual transmission, but I'm willing to keep an open mind until I drive it.
Yeah, two-motor hybrid powertrain, so we'll see. And it also has this S-plus shift, which they call an innovative drive mode. I think and when something's new, it's always innovative, right? That gives you maybe a little more control, makes it more of a driver's car when it's actually using automatics and those kind of things. It'll be interesting to see how this develops and what this is like. I don't think we're going to see it for a while, but we're probably going to see around 200 horsepower out of the basic version of this. So, and it's good looking, I think. I think they're doing a nice job with the looks of the most recent Honda vehicles.
It is interesting. Coupes and sporty coupes especially haven't sold all that well over the past, I don't know, 15 years, probably why we didn't have a Prelude until just now. So it'll be interesting to see how many of them they're able to move.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's a very good point. We haven't seen many introductions in this space because people aren't buying them, and we're seeing vehicles like that just go away. I mean, to you know, from the Camaro to other vehicles like that, they're just not out there. So interesting to see, yeah, see that Honda's coming back with this, I guess, in hybrid form. Well, I don't know about you, Chris. I'm kind of a fan of all the Porsche turbos over the years. They've done a lot with turbocharging, actually. They're going to celebrate this coming up very, very rapidly. I mean, soon after this show airs, Porsche is going to have some short films on its YouTube channel about the evolution of turbocharging for Porsche, you know, kind of through the years from the Porsche 917 that was in Can-Am Racing. Do you even remember Can-Am Racing, Chris? Do you know what Can-Am Racing was? That's one of
I was a wee lad, Jack.
Exactly. If you were that, I mean, it was pretty cool stuff. And so they take it, you know, from the air-cooled Porsches up through the water-cooled Porsches, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to viewing this series on YouTube.
Yeah, I think if any automaker has the right to brag about their turbochargers, it's Porsche. You know, I got to drive a Panamera with a twin-turbo V8 a couple of days ago, and there's nothing quite like it. So yeah, I might watch it. I'm not big on the sort of tooting your own horn promotional videos, but I might watch these.
Yeah, they could be pretty cool, and they've got some interesting folks hosting them, guys with some pretty serious pedigree. So we'll see how that goes. And, you know, those whale tail 911s, I mean, that was cool stuff. And I remember trying to get across the Canadian border one time when I was driving a test car. And I think they thought I was smuggling drugs or something. They were wondering why a guy my age had a vehicle like that and why a guy who dressed as badly as I was driving a vehicle like that, I think was part of it. But fairly cool stuff. Well, we talked a little bit about this Ford coming up with this Ranger Raptor North Edition. They actually didn't even build a concept car. They just kind of pictures of this, and I think it's revolving around Christmas Eve and trying to, you know, get some publicity around Christmas with this. Based from the designers in Australia, actually, who do a lot of the designing of the Ranger. That's a very important truck in Australia. You have any sense of this thing? How you feel about this?
Well, I mean, I find it a little funny that they didn't build a truck, or at least, you know, right, make some sort of animated video of it or something. But You know, as you mentioned, the Ranger continued on in Australia and other markets when it stopped here for several years. So it is, you know, it's fun to see them getting in on the action. I don't think we're ever going to see a physical version of this, but it's fun for automakers to do stuff like this.
Yeah, I think far from seeing this thing. I mean, they do have some fairly cool things, and it shows you how Christmas in Australia is way different from Christmas in Maine and in Southern California. For one thing, they have integrated in a tailgate barbecue, and I don't think you'd be too interested in doing barbecuing on Christmas Day, but I think in Australia that makes a whole heck of a lot of sense. They also have a thing that holds your hot chocolate, and at 58 degrees of temperature, which seemed a little weird to me, and then I realized, oh, this is Celsius, so it actually is hot chocolate, right? So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's the middle of their summer, right? So it's a little funny to be drinking hot chocolate when it's probably very warm wherever they are. So, but yeah, it's a fun thing.
Yeah, well, we love fun, of course. Toyota is not having so much fun trying to sell its BZ4X. I'm having trouble saying it. But they've taken a major step in moving this vehicle out there. Of course, this is their battery electric vehicle, kind of an SUV. And they've dropped the MSRP by $6,000 on the XLE grade. So that's a big, big drop. Now it's under $40,000, significantly under $40,000. That's kind of a bit of a game changer, don't you think?
Yeah, but I also think they had to do that, right? I mean, look at the competition. General Motors has two new EVs, the Blazer EV and the Equinox EV. I mean, they get expensive, but they're both eligible for the tax credit. They both charge faster and some variants have longer range. The BZ4X, as much as I love Toyota, you know, we talk about how much I love them. It's been a compliance vehicle. The range isn't the best. The charging speeds aren't the best. And it was expensive. So I think this is pretty much the only lever they have left to pull to move this thing off the lot.
Yeah, well, I think you've summed it up well. Remind us of your test vehicle, because that's coming up.
The 2025 Honda Odyssey.
And I was driving the 2025 Volvo S60. I won't tell you the rest until we come back. But stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road. Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jack Nierad back with you. And
do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. This is Team Jackie Red back with you, and it's road test time here on America on the Road. And pretty different vehicles this time around, Chris. I mean, you were Mr. Family Man right around Christmas in the Honda Odyssey. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun this time of year. Sometimes when I get a vehicle before Christmas or Thanksgiving, I just end up keeping it over the holiday period, and that's the case with the Honda Odyssey. So I'm going to have it for a little while, but I always enjoy a minivan. We talk about them. They're pretty much the perfect family vehicle if you can get around the fact that you're driving and owning a minivan. Honda offers four versions, four trims of the Odyssey for 2025. The EXL, which I think this is interesting, Jack. So they got rid of the LX and the lower trims with cloth. And now you start with the EXL trim, which comes with leather and heated seats for around $42,000. I'm testing the Elite model, which is around $51,000 to start. Have you driven the most recent Odyssey? And if so, what do you think about it?
I have. We got the opportunity to drive the Odyssey from Dallas, Texas to Oxford, Mississippi and back in late September, early October, or something, you know, not that long ago. And I was really impressed. And this was a long haul. This was like a 1,000-mile round trip in this thing with several adults aboard and a bunch of luggage. So I was very impressed with the Odyssey. I think it's terrific.
Yeah, I agree. All versions come with a 3.5-liter V6, making 280 horsepower, 262 pound-feet of torque, and front-wheel drive is the only option here. You also get a 10-speed automatic transmission. So if you're listening to these specs, you know, a standard V6 sounds impressive, but if you consider the fact that the Toyota Sienna comes standard with hybrid, and then also the Chrysler Pacifica is available with a plug-in hybrid, it kind of puts these numbers into perspective. You know, a hybrid would help out the fuel economy here considerably. And you can also get the Toyota with all-wheel drive, which isn't available for the Honda. But that said, I mean, Jack, what I mean, there's nothing wrong with this V6 engine. We've talked about this before. It's the same engine they use in the Honda Pilot, the Passport, and the Ridgeline. So, I mean, it's tried and true. It's not the fastest or most powerful engine in its class, but it is refined. It's very smooth. And the 10-speed automatic transmission here is tuned for comfort. So you're not going to get like a jackrabbit start, as my grandmother would say, you know, off the line. But, you know, it's very smooth and it's quick enough. And you reach highway speeds and you can pass once you're there without much hassle. You also get a good ride quality here. It's pretty quiet. One thing I do notice, Jack, is as we've had the plows running a few times now, we've got a few more potholes. And the van does seem to feel a little unsettled if you're hitting multiple potholes in a row, which I'm not really sure that's the case in Southern California. I don't know when the last time it snowed in Manhattan Beach was, but, you know, we do get it here quite often, and it does, you know, change the roads and the ride quality. But this van does a perfectly fine job without too much hassle. So as I mentioned before, you get leather upholstery as standard, which my Elite trim also came with. The Elite gets two-tone upholstery, so it's got a dark gray and a white interior. It makes everything look more interesting. The front seats in this vehicle, Jack, are exceptionally spacious, as you would expect from a minivan. And then the second row, you get captain's chairs, which we've talked about me liking quite a bit because you get a space between your children. What do you think of the interior setup of this and how convenient it is for families?
I think there's a lot of flexibility in this. You see this in minivans, and I think Honda's taken a different approach than Chrysler takes with their vehicle, with the Pacifica. And I kind of like it in a way. I mean, there's something cool about those seats disappearing into the floor as they do in the Chrysler. But at the same time, they're not all that comfortable, or not as comfortable, I think, as more standard type of seats. So I think there's plus and minuses there.
Yeah, and the second row seats slide. Honda calls it magic slide. So you can get quite a bit more leg room for the rear seat or the third row seat if you want, or more for the second row. There's plenty of room here. I think I've tried getting into the third row of this vehicle, and because of the captain's chairs, it's a lot easier than climbing over the back of like an SUV seat. But it's still not a place I'd like to ride for an extended period of time. My kids seem to be just fine back there. So I think maybe if you're 5 feet or so as a maximum, you would be just fine. Technology is another strong point with this vehicle. You get a 9-inch touchscreen and a 7-inch digital gauge cluster, wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. You also get two features that I really like that I'm going to spend more time talking about than the stereo, which is cabin talk. So if you're a parent and your kids in the back seat are connected and watching the also included rear seat entertainment system, you can yell at them over the speakers and either the headphones or the cabin itself. So there's no avoiding the long arm of the law, so to speak, from the front seat. There's also, they call it cabin view or cabin watch, I should say, which is an in-cabin camera system. It's a little funky. It's got like a fisheye view, but you can also break up fights in the back seat, see what your dog is doing in the way back, any of those things while you're driving. So it really does make it easier to check on what's going on without stopping the vehicle. So all convenient things. They used to offer a vacuum cleaner. I didn't see it in this vehicle. Maybe I'm wrong. It's there, but the Honda Vac was something that I would like to see continuing. And then you also in the Elite trim get a full suite of safety features. So forward automatic braking, reverse automatic braking, blind spot monitoring. So for $52,000 here, Jack, I mean, you get a lot, but you're also paying a lot. I think I would go for the more entry-level trim. The EXL has plenty of good features for quite a bit less money, but all around, it's a minivan and a darn good one at that.
Yeah, I think it's a terrific one. And you know, you talk about the third row. I think my middle daughter spent a lot of time in that third row. I think we had folded down one side and had luggage next to her, but she's a full-size adult who spent kind of 1,000 miles or so back there. So she did okay. It worked out pretty well. So
you better get her a good Christmas present to make up for it.
Oh, heaven knows. Yeah, absolutely. So she put up with a lot, but she puts up with a lot having me as her father. So got that going for her. Well, I want to talk about a vehicle that I've loved a lot through the years. They've kind of changed the name on us a little bit for 2025. This is the Volvo S60. The name change is T8 AWD or all-wheel drive plug-in hybrid Ultra. I think the Ultra is different than it was before. The thing that saddens me is I think this is going to be the last year that we're going to see this in the United States, the S60. And plug-in hybrid that is just a blast to drive. I've loved it a lot through the years. You've probably driven this vehicle too, Chris. I right off the top, what's your take on the S60?
Yeah, I really like the S60 plug-in hybrid. I think, you know, it's the quickest one they make. It's also, I think the cars look great. We talked at length about me loving Volvo interiors. So it does a good job of compacting that luxurious interior. But yeah, I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, it's just really a shame it's going away. I mean, you can get an S60 with a 2-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder engine, and this one has a 2-liter turbocharged engine paired with an electric motor. What you get is 455 horsepower, 523 pound-feet of torque. So this essentially is kind of a bit of a rocket ship. I mean, it really goes, and it's a Volvo kind of stealth. You can have a lot of fun with this thing with other cars from maybe sportier brands and lay waste to them. So that's pretty cool. As an 8-speed automatic transmission, it has stop-start technology. As I mentioned, this is an all-wheel drive vehicle, so launch is good. It's great in all kinds of weather. Regenerative braking, which is unobtrusive, so very good. And advanced suspension, electronic stability control. This is a vehicle that's kind of loaded for bear in terms of driving.
It is. And, you know, the one thing, and I've said this probably 100 times on the show by now, I worry about the complexity of Volvo's powertrains. You know, some of them are turbocharged, supercharged, and plug-in hybrid. So, but the packaging is fantastic. The acceleration is strong. It's not the sportiest car, but as like a cruiser or a grand tour, even though it's got four doors, it's perfect.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a lot of fun with it. As I mentioned, you can get it with 247 horsepower from a turbocharged 4-cylinder engine. That's okay, but you know, certainly with the added horsepower, you just get so much more fun out of it. You also get 41 miles of all-electric range, which seemed to vanish like that. Yes, I mean, it was gone, and then, you know, I know people with plug-in hybrids go, well, do I need to plug it in right now, or maybe I can let that wait for a while, and I hate to say it, but I think we let it wait for more than a little while. But like I say, this hybrid plug-in hybrid vehicle is fun to drive, and it will do 0 to 60 in about 4.1 seconds. So that's pretty darn quick, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that's probably the quickest Volvo, right? Or at least a vehicle with that powertrain is. So yeah, it works for me.
Right up there. Hybrid gets 74 mpge, miles per gallon equivalent, which is an okay number, I think. And if you use the gasoline engine exclusively, probably 31 miles per gallon, it has what I think is getting to seem like kind of a small digital display. It's 12.3 inches, and it's vertically oriented. But it, in today's context, it doesn't look all that big. It does have Apple CarPlay. There's a bunch of Google built-in stuff, so that's all to the good. I think it's probably more to the good if you're a real Google person or an Android Auto kind of person. 4 years of SiriusXM radio in terms of a trial subscription. So I think it's an okay audio system, but I don't know that it's the easiest to use. Your take on that?
Yeah, I'll agree with you there. There are too many swipes and taps and things to get where you want to go. But they sound pretty good. You know, I think Volvo does a good job with the wattage and the sound insulation, but the infotainment needs a little bit of work, even though I don't hate it.
Yeah. One of the things I think we always report on when we're talking about Volvos is seat comfort. And I was kind of surprised, Chris, and I don't know whether it's me or I'm getting heavier or just I didn't fit in the seat all that well. It does have wool blend seat upholstery. Our test car had that, which I really applaud. I think that stuff's terrific. But there was something about the bucket seemed narrow for my larger posterior, maybe. And it also didn't have much lumbar support. I wonder if you run into that.
I haven't, but I'm probably a lot larger than you. And, you know, I think
you're certainly taller.
Yeah, I think that some Volvo seats, especially in the lower levels, maybe the S60 is like this, they lack some of the levels of adjustability. So you lack the lumbar, you lack some of the thigh support options. But it's probably still better than some others in the class. I mean, I don't particularly love BMW seats all that much, but I think Volvos are fine.
Yeah, I mean, I love this wool upholstery, and I don't know whether you do or not. You're a fan of the cloth upholstery?
Oh, yes, absolutely love it.
Yeah. You can get one of these vehicles, the S60, for an MSRP of about $57,000. Our test vehicle was $62,545. That was with its destination charge. So I think it's a good value. Like I say, I'm sad to see it go, but off it goes. Never maybe to be seen again. People are just not buying sedans. I guess that's the way things are going. When we come back, we will have a terrific guest for you. Young Kim is a Kia America product planner. He's responsible for the all-new 2025 Kia K4, and I sat down with him for a lengthy interview on the vehicle, so that's coming up next. Stay with us for that, and we'll be right back.
December deals just dropped at Lowe's. Get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional $75 off every $1,000 you spend on select kitchen major appliances from Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, and Maytag. Also, save $20 on a Craftsman VersaStack rolling tool chest. Now just $69.98. Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/12 through 12/18. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
The season of savings is here at Office Depot Office Max. Shop amazing deals on everything you need to close out the year and start 2025 strong. Save now with new deals every day online and new weekly sales online and in stores every Sunday. The more deals, the merrier. Plus, save on those must-have gifts, essential supplies, organizational tools, desks, chairs, PCs, printers, and more. Add a personal touch to any present with Hallmark's iconic collection of greeting cards, ornaments, stationery, and gift wrap to create memorable moments. Available in your local Office Depot Office Max retail stores. Or create your own custom photo gifts, cards, and calendars for your teachers, coworkers, friends, and family. Then pack it and ship it all in one trip. Office Depot Office Max is your source for all the last-minute parties, presents, and thank yous you need. Tis the season to save. Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Was the holiday season at Total Wine and More. So many friends that you need to shop for. Gifts on the shelves are so easy to find. Just what you love for your loved ones in mind. Your father likes Pinot Noir, Cabernet for your sis. Champagne for a co-worker, never a miss. Now that's a low price, you'll shout out with glee when you shop Total Wine for them and for me.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack Nerad back with you, and we're in Austin, Texas, where we're having the opportunity to drive an exciting new vehicle from Kia, the Kia K4, probably a new nameplate for you. We have an expert on that. Your name is Young Kim.
My name is Young Kim. I'm the senior product planner responsible for K4 at Kia North America.
Yeah. Well, very good. So you're certainly an expert on this vehicle that we've driven today.
Yeah, I've worked on this program from the beginning when it was a concept, so 3.5 years ago to now.
Okay. Put it into context for us. Let's start even larger than the vehicle itself.
Sure.
Let's start with sedans. A lot of people are worried about sedans, mm-hmm. right? Sedans in the U.S. market, you know, are they doomed to sudden death or something like that? What's your take on where sedans are and how important they are?
For a while, we did see a lot of transition from sedans into SUVs, but we've seen something change in the past year. Over the past year, we've actually seen compact sedan sales grow. So they're back over 1 million units now. So it's a really important segment. We traditionally have done really well in this segment with the Forte, which is an outgoing model. Over the past 6 years, we've actually doubled in share. So we have shown that we really know what customers want in this segment.
Yeah, and I think sedans in the entry segment, and this certainly is an entry car, mm-hmm. a compact sedan, really even more important than sedans, say, in upper levels, right, where people probably have more wherewithal and choices of vehicle types. Talk about that a little bit.
So this is for, in terms of entry segments, this is really important for us. This is where we get a lot of new entrants into the Kia brand that hopefully later on, as they grow their family or their needs change, that they'll stay loyal to our family of products.
Right. We talk a lot on the show about affordability and the lack thereof of vehicles these days. And this turns out to be a very affordable car with, I think, a really excitingly low mm-hmm. price point to begin with. Talk to us a bit about pricing.
Sure. The average transaction price for a new vehicle these days is actually over $48,000. So for that price, you can get two K4s. So K4 starts under $22,000, very well equipped, and we expect around 90-95% of our sales to be under $30,000. So I think we have a very attractive price point for a lot of customers.
Yeah. I've had a chance to drive two versions of the vehicle today, mm-hmm. Both very, very impressive, one with a 2-liter normally aspirated engine, another with a 1.6-liter turbo. Give our listeners some sense of the product lineup and what you're offering there.
Sure. So we offer 5 different trims on the K4. 4 of those trims come with the 2-liter engine with the IVT transmission. The specs on this vehicle are just what customers want in an entry sedan, so not more than what they're asking for, but we're offering a lot of fuel efficiency, which is really on the top of mind for a lot of customers.
Yeah.
So the 2-liter engine gets up to 40 miles per gallon on the highway, so it really hits the needs of those customers who want a practical, affordable car. The 1.6 turbo, which is available on the GT Line turbo trim, gives customers who want a little bit more performance an option. This has a lot more performance while maintaining a very reasonable, good fuel efficiency figure. And I think between the two powertrain options we have, we're covering majority of the bases.
Yeah, and probably the bulk of the sales, I think, would be with the normally aspirated engine, kind of toward the lower end of the price point. This is an affordable car. And what I can report, having driven the car, is it's a really nice vehicle with that engine and powertrain combination. And it has a continuously variable transmission. A lot of times those transmissions have been knocked in the past.
Right.
My experience today was this is super smooth. You wouldn't know that there's, it's not a conventional transmission. In fact, it's smoother than the conventional transmission. Talk about that a little.
So we've spent a lot of time working on the latest generation of the IVT, the intelligently variable transmission in the K4. This system is designed to simulate gear shifts, so it feels like a conventional automatic. We had a lot of comments yesterday from journalists saying that this feels just like a normal automatic with the torque converter, which is exactly what we were
going
for.
Does it simulate shifts all the time? Because it struck me as extremely smooth, or you could shift it yourself with these kind of faux
shift points. Yeah. So on the GT Line 2.0, that comes with paddle shifters. So with that, you can actually choose the simulated gears and have it drive a little bit more fun. But I think the overall result we were trying to go for was something that makes the most out of the efficient powertrain that we have, and the IVT is very successful at doing that.
Yeah, yeah. You also have a very efficient engine type, an Atkinson cycle, I think, in this. Mm-hmm. Tell our listeners a little bit about the difference of that versus a conventional ICE.
In terms of the Atkinson cycle, it is a little bit more efficient, but that cycle itself hasn't changed from what we offered in the Forte. Mm-hmm. There's some tweaks and adjustments that were made. So the K4, as you may have known, that is a bigger, much bigger vehicle than the Forte with a lot more features, more safety equipment, but it actually achieves 1 mile per gallon better than the outgoing Forte.
Yeah, so which is pretty amazing.
A lot of that has to do with the powertrain choices.
Yeah, yeah. So walk us through what you were trying to accomplish with the K4. Again, it's the continuation from the Forte, a very popular vehicle, but you have a different naming scheme these days. Walk us through all of that.
Yeah, so with the K4, we really took a clean slate approach. So it's not really a new version of the Forte. We changed so much on the product. We started from looking at the customer really deeply and understanding their needs. And for those customers in the segment, those needs are really centered around practicality, affordability. But at the same time, they want some emotional connection, and we supplied that with a striking design and class-up technology, as well as physical needs, which are comfort and space. So we've given them a bigger vehicle that rides a lot more comfortably and has a lot more refinement. So all in all, those three key areas were what we targeted for these customers.
I mean, this has the ride and quiet, maybe even close to the interior space of a midsize vehicle. Absolutely, you've achieved all of that. I mean, the refinement is, I think, extremely good.
Yeah, I think we were trying to get at the top of the trim range. Some of those customers do cross-shop midsize sedans. They're looking for the additional performance and maybe additional refinement, but maybe they don't necessarily need all that space in a midsize sedan. So I think that's a sweet spot for those customers. But we're also, for some of the traditional compact sedan customers, having that additional space and refinement also comes as a bonus.
Yeah. Well, for the entry-level buyer, and I guess you're also looking at people looking at this vehicle as a second car, technology is more and more important, and you've got a ton of technology in this thing, even from the base model, but on up. Walk us through that.
Yeah, so a lot of OEMs, they really force customers to move up the ladder to get all the technology that they want. We did not want to approach K4 like that, so we made all of our best technology available on our entry sedan, starting with a standard 12-inch screen. When you look at all the cars in this compact sedan segment, they all either come with a 7 or 8-inch screen standard. And for customers in this segment, they hold on to these cars a long time. And one of the key things that shows off how old the car is actually the screen size.
Size of the screen, right?
So we've future-proofed the car this way. But in addition, we have a lot of new connected car features on this car, like over-the-air updates, that is going to further future-proof the car. So when customers keep this car for, you know, 7, 8, even up to like 10 years, it's going to still be very fresh in the market.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of really interesting technology, AI technology. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have, this is the first application in Kia US, what we call the Kia AI Assist. So this uses generative AI on the back end to make the voice recognition system, voice assist system, a lot more user-friendly, a lot smarter, and then easier to use.
It seems like it's going even beyond natural speech, right? I mean, you can kind of have a conversation with your
car. Correct, yeah. You can continue a conversation so it remembers context. So you can make one point, get a response, and then have that conversation continue.
So it's different than my wife in that manner. So
I don't know about that.
Yeah, but a lot of times that doesn't happen. Tons of safety equipment, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you have a philosophy about that.
Yeah, we're targeting the highest crash ratings, government crash ratings with the K4. So with that, we're added a lot of advanced high-strength steel to the structure of the body. In addition, we added rear thorax or side airbags to every single trim. So we're offering customers a lot more safety features as well. The other thing that I want to mention in terms of active safety is that the K4 has the most advanced driver system in the segment. What we're offering on some of our top trims is called FCA or Forward Collision Avoidance Assist Fusion Plus. What this basically means is that we've added corner radar to the front. So this adds what a lot of people call front cross traffic assist.
Yeah, kind of intersection. You come up to an intersection and it can detect if somebody's speeding through the red light or something like that.
Lane change assist as well as evasive steering assist.
Yeah.
So this is really a system you won't find anywhere else in this compact sedan segment.
And probably in many mid-sized vehicles and up-level vehicles. So, again, future-proofing this vehicle for
us. Just future-proofing, but making sure even our entry sedan customers have all the features that they need to drive safely and comfortably.
Mm-hmm. I think you also have a sporty model with a turbocharged engine and 8-speed, I think, automatic transmission.
Correct.
With paddle shifters. Walk through the thinking there and who that customer is versus maybe the customer for the normally aspirated version.
So for the GT Line Turbo, which has a 1.6 turbo, we really focused on adding performance, but at the same time maintaining the same level of drivability and refinement that customers expect. So this, we added an 8-speed automatic to this new generation of the 1.6 turbo. That 1.6 turbo engine has been retuned to burn cleaner, so now it meets SULEV 30 emissions requirements, just like our 2-liter. And for this trim, we're really targeting customers who want to have more performance, but they want that nice balance between daily driving and fun to drive.
Yeah, and I just got out of one of those vehicles, and extremely smooth, as is the normally aspirated version, quiet. And you've done some special things to make sure that these vehicles are quiet too, haven't you?
That's right, yeah. So we offer a lot of NVH countermeasures in this car because we were targeting...
Noise, vibration, and harshness.
Noise, vibration, and harshness, yes, that's correct. And we were targeting actually best in competitive set for road noise as well as high frequency noise levels. So there are a lot of features that we took down from our flagship models like the EV6, EV9, including dual layer carpet, which adds another layer of noise insulation. We also offer acoustic 18-inch tires, and we also offer acoustic windshield as an option as well.
Yeah, very, very cool. Mm-hmm. And you can still see through that acoustic windshield, which is a really good thing.
Yeah.
What to you is the most exciting feature? Where do you really think you stand out with this vehicle?
Wow, for me, I think the first thing that people are going to find striking is the styling of the vehicle. In this segment, I think a lot of our competitors have decided to offer a little bit more conservative, basic-looking designs, and we wanted to go away from that and offer customers, especially our younger customers, something that stands out, something they can be proud to own. So I think our designers hit a home run with the K4 design.
Yeah, very, very good looking. Plenty of interior room, plenty of rear seat interior room as well. Okay. So terrific stuff. Well, thanks so much, Young Kim, for speaking with us about the new K4. I think it's on sale now.
Yeah, all trims are available at dealers now.
Yeah, so look for those. And stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with co-host Chris Teague. This is Jackie Redd back with you, and it's listener question time. But before we take the question, I'd like to acknowledge the loss of one of the giants of the auto journalist community. A friend of mine from way, way back, Jean Jennings, died this past week. And she was at Automobile Magazine when I was editor of Motor Trend Magazine. We crossed paths very often. This is a big loss for the whole industry, but a big loss for me personally. Kind of hit me right there. So I wanted to give a little tribute to Jean. Just a terrific person and a real awesome auto journalist. Well, let's take this question. It's easy to get a question to us. Just send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. And here is the question for this week. This is from Paul in Bellevue, Washington. Paul says this: I'm about to buy a new car, and it seems like many of them have adaptive cruise control and lane keeping systems. Do you think these systems are good to have, and what are the pros and cons?
Yeah, I think they can absolutely be good to have, especially on longer trips. You know, adaptive cruise control helps you maintain your distance from other vehicles in your lane on the road. Then you have that to kind of help reduce your fatigue over time and things like that. And the same is true for lane keep assist. I think the downside here is that people tend to become too comfortable or over reliant on these systems and believe that they can do things that they can't. You still have to remain alert. You know, I also tend to turn off lane keep assist because some vehicles are overly aggressive with the alerts and things. So I would just advise you to take a test drive if there's a vehicle you like that has these features, get a feel for how they work and if they work for you every day during your ownership.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with you on lane keep assist. A lot of times I'd like it to go away and I frequently turn it off. But there you go. Before we go, I'd like to mention that as a Christmas gift to all our listeners, I'm giving away copies of The GR Factor, my book on interpersonal relationships. It's free. All you have to do is send an email to editor@drivingtoday.com. Say you want to see the book, and E.M. Lancey will get it out to you. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week. Let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And of course, America on the Road is available as a podcast and YouTube and Rumble channels, right, Chris?
It is. A Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all those platforms and many, many more. Like us, download us, leave us a review. Please do those things. It helps us out, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
Absolutely. We'd love you to subscribe to our YouTube and Rumble channels. That would help us out a bunch. Our thanks to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the Road. Most of all, thanks to you for listening to America on the Road. We do appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you and yours. And we hope you join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.